It's a result of hurt feelings. Oh, he hurt me really bad. He doesn't love me anymore. I'm going to make him pay. And even if it's at the expense of the child ends up being used as a pawn.
In a world full of deadbeat dads, I know a couple deadbeat moms that shouldn't have the kids in their arms with polyurethane press on nails. Worried about the boyfriends screaming at the kids just to avoid them. They don't really want to deal with it, but to annoy your loving father, they'll bend over backwards and attack him. How the fuck you gonna use your child as a shield with no consideration of how he or she might feel? And that's the problem with the system that we're living in. A victim is irrelevant as long as they're dependent on the medicine. We'll never see the rest of them neglecting on the next of kin, and everything that's vested in is lost among the residents. Makeup on your daughter's face, she's only 5 years young, and you wonder why they grow up shunned. Everything you do at this age is absorbed like a sponge, so all the damage you inflicted might not ever be undone.
Come ladies, for real, man, let's be real. You don't got that money right there. A kid don't need that much money to survive. It's you trying to maintain your lifestyle. It's because of y'all deadbeat ass with upfallers out there, leaving these chicks with like 9-10 kids and it's, and they struggling, man. My mother ain't never hit my father up for a dime and they was mad.
You're like an evil disease, I'm blessed with freedom of speech, and that's about the only thing that you ain't taking from me. My kids are smarter than you, I know it's bothering you, and that's why I ain't looking past the shit you lie about to do. You're full of hate and resent, I gotta pay for your rent, and as my only defense, I should've give you a cent. But it's too late to repent, even your boyfriend says you're only good for Air Jordans and that oral sex. And you bastards are the reason that these women exist. The good girls couldn't find a way out besides slitting their wrists. These coward bitches are the ones we're left with. There's no psychological evaluation that could manifest it. Try to call the cops to arrest me when my dog died. Couldn't even bury him in peace from all your lies. And you want me to apologize? Nah. You out your mind. I teach my daughter how to cross her T's and dot her I's. What?
The lights, the cable, the mortgage, all that fall on daddy's shoulders. Not to mention that he gotta pay this stinking ass if he don't even fuck with no more. To look good for some other thing. That shit is crazy to me, man. That shit is ridiculous, man. Talking that independent woman. This shit is only going up. It's about wanna fuck.
Looking all lost, ain't trying to understand the love of a father at any cost. I understand you carried her for 9 months and such, but that don't give you exclusivity to use as a crush. And since I wasn't a thug and wasn't acting all tough, you figured you'd go and mistake my kindness for weakness. As if the child support you spend on yourself isn't enough. Taking food out of my kid's mouth, you must be on drugs. Sarah's got a couple extra bucks for a manicure. Lena's got a brand new set of Tiffany accessories. Jamie's gonna hang her husband out to dry for every penny. Stephanie just got a BFA on daddy for no reason. What? This shit is treason. How the government could let this happen? I'm speaking for the generation they're attacking. The system is designed to destroy even the loving fathers, but they don't even see the damage that it causes. And they win no matter what you do or say or try to tell them. They'll turn on you quick, making you look like a felon. Most of them are just dumb, deaf, and blind like little Helen. I feel sorry for these babies with the mothers acting shady. I'm just trying to make a point and tell the fathers to be weary, cause if we take a stand, the government will have to hear it. And the system is corrupted as it is. Let's get these activists and show them where the motherfucking passion is. So all fathers being abused by the system, now's the time to stand up, sign petitions, make the powers that be realize that a few bad men ruin life for a few good men. Most women won't see this, but when we lose everything we worked our asses off for and end up homeless, then they really want to call us deadbeats.